With over 500 high-performance products in the EvoStick range, you may need a bigger van. EvoStick, the strongest adhesives you can buy.
So, hello everybody, and welcome to the last in the present series of the EvoStick NPL show for the season 2018-19. You join us here just on the way to the airport as we're all off on our holidays. Swampy's sitting in his child seat in the back seat of the car. Simo's driving, Berkey's there too, but joining me down the other end of the phone now, waiting to be picked up on the way to the airport as we go off on our jollies, it's James Hayes. Hello, James, how are you?
Evening. I wish I was on the way to the airport.
Don't ruin the illusion. We are. We're all going on holiday together. That's what's happening.
Anyway, fair enough.
someone didn't read the production notes, did they? Anyway, we're here to talk about restructures and the exciting world that is AGM Cups and all that palaver. Shortly, we're going to be hearing from some of the newbies who'll be joining the Northern Premier League from Step 5 for next season. Worksop Town, Ilkeston Town, City of Liverpool and Dunstan UTS will all be joining us on this special show to mark the end of the season. But James, we've got you on to talk about what's going on and that kind of thing as we all head on to the holiday season. So let's start things off talking about Step 4. Step 4, for a long time, was North and South, and I got used to the idea of North and South. Then it became East and West, and I'm a Lancastrian at heart. I enjoyed East and West. Now, though, James, I'm slightly confused. What's going on for Step 4 next season?
Right, so we've decided, purely because of the fact that the East Division, if you compare it to the West, and we've mentioned a couple of times over the season, teams were travelling three times as much as we're in the West, which, if you think about it, is a bit unfair in the long term. So next season, we're balancing out a little bit. So we're going to have a Northwest division, which is going to have teams from the Northeast, Cumbria, Manchester, Liverpool, and then the Southeast section, which is your M1 corridor, Cambridgeshire, South Yorkshire sides. So on average, it's about a mile difference between the two teams. If you were to put everyone's travel together, it's a mile difference and about 20 minutes difference in travel overall. So for all the sides in Step 4 next year, it's a little bit fairer. However, it's also a building stop to what's happening at the end of next season.
Absolutely. So for the season to come, for the 2019-20 season, there will be an NPL Northwest Division, which will feature, in alphabetical order, Brighouse Town, City of Liverpool, who we'll be hearing from shortly, Clitheroe, Colne, Drolsden, Dunstan, who we'll also be hearing from shortly, Kendal Town, Marine, Mash United, Mosley, Ossett United, Pickering Town, Pontefract Coles, Prescott Cables, Ramsbottom United, Runcorn Linnets, Tadcaster Albion, Trafford, Widnes and Workington. That, James, is a tough league. A very, very tough league.
Yeah, it is indeed. Again, the two sides that came up from the West Division, which is going to be what the... I think they're kind of glad to be out of that division this year just because of what's going to happen. That's good, especially the fact you've got five Liverpool sides and two sides up in the Northeast next year as well.
Right. Just a point of order. Ring. Five. You said this on the show last week. What? Five?
Yes.
It's not five. Right. I'm going to go through them. The City of Liverpool.
Yeah.
Marine.
Prescott.
Wait. Marine. Prescott at a push.
Runcorn and Widnes.
No chance. Runcorn and Widnes are Cheshire, mate. I'm not having it. Not having it. Anyway, right, let's move on then to South East. And in South East Division, in no particular order other than alphabetical, Bilper Town, Calton Town, Chase Town, Cleethorpes Town, Frickle Athletic, Glossop North End, Ilkeston Town, who we'll be hearing from shortly, Kidsgrove Athletic, Leek Town, Lincoln United, Loughborough Dynamo, Market Drayton Town, Newcastle Town, Sheffield, Spalding United, Stamford, Stocksbridge Patsdale, Sutton Coldfield Town, welcome back, Wisbeach Town, and Worksop Town, who we'll be hearing from shortly. That league will see the return of Ilkeston and Worksop to the NPL fold, but also Sutton Coldfield Town, James.
Yeah, I mean, Sutton Coldfield, one unfortunate side, so you were not going to get promoted at Step 4 because of the rules anyway, but they've become a lot stronger team than last time we saw them in our Step 3. So I wouldn't underestimate them coming back and having a good go for the title next year. Seems like Frickley, Sheffield, who had a good run at the end of the season. But then let's not forget Works up in Ilkeston, who are coming back with a bit, not going to say score to settle, but coming back with the fan base that they have and two Northern Premier League sides that we know from years in the past what they can do. Works up with third place last time in the Premier. So again, it's going to be interesting to see how they can develop now in the new guises a little bit.
I was going to say, I mean, I've not spoken to them yet. Obviously, they're coming up on this week's show, but I'd be surprised if Ilkeston and Worksop, their main aim over the next few years, isn't to return to Step 3. I'd be very surprised. And that goes for Sutton Coldfield. And of course, like you say, Leek Town. And there's so many former Step 3 sides. Frickle Athletic, of course, Stamford, Stocksbridge Park Steels, Chase Town. There's a lot of former Step 3 sides in there, isn't there? And some big names in that division. But that's Step 4. And we should say there's going to be no super duper playoff and no there's going to be no best winners or anything like that for next season. Nothing to worry about as we head into the summer and beyond.
Well, not at the top of the table anyway.
Right, okay. So down the bottom end, should we do this now or should we save it for the preview show so everyone could just enjoy themselves and not have a headache heading into June? Go on then. What's happening with relegation at Step 4?
Okay, so next season, there is no automatic relegation from any of the Step 4 sides. So there's no super playoffs. Every playoff one is going up. That's the same at Step 3 and at Step 4. But the team who finishes last will be partnered up with one of the runners-up at Step 5, with the exception of the Northwest Counties, Northern Counties East and the Northern League, for another reason.
Because that's to do with geography and a new Step 4 division.
Correct.
Right, go on.
But they'll be partnered, the 7 best runners-up at Step 5, excluding them 3 leagues, will play yes. The teams at the bottom of each Step 7 side. They'll play a team most local to them. Right. In a Scottish style playoff.
Okay, right. I think I understood that.
It's only the last place team across the divisions.
Right. Well,
and then the season after,
yeah,
they'll be staying, but not in the same guys.
Leave that. We'll return to that next year. Anyway, so that's Step 4. I hope you're all phoned at home, everybody. I hope you got your post-it notes and your little diagrams all sorted. That's going to be interesting. Obviously, Berkey and Swampy don't listen to this show when they're not on it. So I'm looking forward to that August preview show. Very much so. But let's talk about Step 3. Obviously, we know Ashton United and FC United will be joining the Fun and Games for next season out of Step 2. They're going to be joined by newly promoted Atherton Colls and Morpeth Town. Oh, and Radcliffe. So let me go through the list of teams who will be in the Premier Division next season. Ashton United, Atherton Colls, Bamber Bridge, Basford United, Buxton, FC United, Gainsborough Trinity, Grantham Town, Hyde United, Lancaster City, Matlock Town, Michelover Sports, Morpeth Town, Nantwich Town, Radcliffe, Scarborough Athletic, South Shield, Stafford Rangers, Stalybridge Celtic, Warrington Town, Whitby Town and Witton Albion. Now, there's a team missing and I think this is a good time to mention the fact Hensford Town are leaving us and are moving across to the Southern League Central. So we wish everyone well at Keys Park. A big good luck. Regardless of Hensford Town not being in the division, James, Step 3, the NPL Premier Division next season, is going to be box office, isn't it?
The box office has already begun looking at the social media.
Get your popcorn, everyone. Sorry.
Forget the Marvel Universe at this moment in time. Step 3, in my eyes, the new season's already begun, looking at all the transfers coming in. Again, we'll go through it all in August, but some power plays already being made by a couple of sides, and that's not just the teams coming down. The promoted teams are starting to make the moves. Yeah. It's going to be very, very tough to call, and the next couple of weeks will decide, in my opinion, won't even decide it because it's going to be absolutely chaotic.
It's not going to be too confusing. I mean, it's bad enough trying to explain relegation out of Step 4, but hopefully it'll be clear cut, and it's going to be really, really competitive, and there's going to be at least 20 sides who can get promoted when we turn into February and March time. But There is a team, obviously there's a lot of stuff going on regarding a certain club in the National League at the moment. We can't comment on it at this stage, but it is all up in the air. The best place to keep abreast of everything that's going on, not just at that particular club, but also in the rest of AGM Cup world, because that's coming up now over the coming months, evostickleague.co.uk, the best place to go. But James, you looking forward to it?
Indeed so, not just as a fan, but from the league side, because again, we're starting to get ready now for the season after when we welcome 20 new sides. So next season is going to be...
Let's get the next season out of the way first. Come on. Yeah, but don't wish your life away. Come on.
Even still, though, this year is our time to prove what the NPL can show. Yeah. But when the 20 teams come in,
yeah,
they know what to expect. This is one of the best leagues in step three and four. Let's be realistic.
That's right. And that's just the catering. Pie and peas. Delightful. I'm looking forward to it already. James, a big thank you for joining us, not just on this show, but throughout the season. You have a lovely summer. In fact, what am I talking about? We'll be round in about 10 minutes. Swampy's just got to have a quick wee before we leave, and then we'll pick you up, and then we'll make our way to the airport. Thank you for joining us.
Yeah, no worries, mate. No worries, mate. Thank you very much.
A big thank you to James Hayes from the Northern Premier League for joining us on this special summer edition of the Evo Stick NPL show. As promised, coming up next, we're going to be featuring the clubs coming out of Step 5 and joining the fun and games of Step 4 for next season. Shortly, we're going to be hearing from the management at Worksop Town and Dunstan UTS, as well as the chairman at City of Liverpool. But before that, it's to the Midlands League winners. Ilkeston Town will be joining us in the South East Division for next year. And on Friday, I caught up with the club's head of media. Here's Craig Lamont.
Last season for us, well, it was brilliant. You know, we had we were top of the league for most of the season. We had a little bit of a blip round about Christmas and just after, where we were struggled on a few away games. And it came down to goal difference in the end when we beat Walsall Wood by, I think it was probably about 6 or 7 goals on goal difference. It was very, very tight, and there was teams pushed us all the way to the end.
Now, obviously, many listeners will be aware of Ilkeston. I mean, it's a fantastic stadium there, the new Manor Ground. Everyone loves the clock tower and all that. And obviously, when Ilkeston were last in the NPL, they were one of the big hitters in many ways. But obviously, the last season was what it was. How's the journey back been over the last couple of years or so?
I'd say the journey back over the last 2 years, since we got relegated, obviously we were relegated out of the Premier League into Division One. And then a couple of weeks later, obviously we went out of business and we were dropped 2 leagues below to Step 6 of the Total Motion League. It's been nothing short of incredible, to be honest with you. The turnaround that's been brought about by Alan Hardy, the owner, and then Anthony Redwood, who was the chief operating officer. The way they've turned the club around has been absolutely fantastic. To get back-to-back promotions is something that I don't think even any of us expected in our wildest dreams, to be honest. But, you know, we're back now with the back in the Evo Stick League again, which it feels good to be back there, to be honest.
And what do you think we can expect from Ilkeston? I mean, we've had the rough alignments confirmed, and Ilkeston go in the South East Division with the likes of Cleethorpes Town, of Chase Town, and some former NPL Premier Division sides like Frickley Athletic and Stocksbridge Park Steels and the like. So it's going to be a competitive division.
It is. We as a club and as fans are under no illusions about what it's going to be like back in the NPL. It both of those divisions, the Premier League and then the way it's been restructured now for the old Division One, it's going to be a tough division. We are, like you say, you mentioned Frickley Athletic there. That was always a tough place to go. Always had tough teams. We'll be renewing our acquaintance, I think, with Belper as well. You know, one of our local teams, which it'll be good to get back to some of the more familiar grounds again. And you say there will be a few new ones in there that we haven't been to before, but it'll be nice to see the likes of Stocksbridge and Frickley again, renew some of those old sort of rivalries from back in the day.
And not too far away as well, is it? There's Worksop Town, who obviously as well a former Premier Division side. And I'd be lying if I said it's not good to have you both back, because it does feel right that you're in the Northern Premier League.
Yeah, I mean, it is. You look at some of the teams that, you know, that have dropped down the divisions over the last few years, and, you know, we're starting to claw our way back up there again. Whether we can push for promotion or a playoff spot, I don't know this year. I think, you know, we've had two promotions in the last two seasons. Maybe a little bit too greedy to ask for a third, but, you know, we'll certainly give it a good go. And that, I think that's got to be the aim for the club, is to get back into the Premier League, into the NPL Premier League. That's where we aim to get back to where we were before everything sort of turned sour. So, you know, on the, I think it's 17th of August, isn't it, when that we kick off on the first day, that's when we'll start to get an idea of exactly where things are going to be.
And what about the fans? I mean, like you touched upon, there's some renewed rivalries, some grounds that the supporters haven't been to for the last few years or so. I mean, what's everyone looking forward to the most?
I think we're looking forward to that first game of the season and getting back out there in the NPL. The fans, I don't know how well you knew on our last season. I think our average attendance had dropped to just under the 300 mark, or maybe it was around 300. But now, you know, the crowds have flocked back with the way that the team's been playing and the results over the last 2 years. We're regularly getting 600 fans turning up to home games. We've had a couple of games which we've really pushed and done promotions on, where we've had 1,200, 1,500 and just under 1,900, you know, which were down for step 5 and 6. Was absolutely phenomenal. But the fans have really bought into what's happening at the club, and they've come back in their droves. And I'm sure when we kick off on the first Saturday, when the season starts, the fans are going to be right behind us, and we'll take a good following with us as well to the away matches.
Craig Lamont there, head of media at Ilkeston Town, and make sure that you give Ilkeston Town a follow on Twitter. That's at @IlkestonTown_FC, and you can visit their website as well, IlkestonTownFC.co.uk. From the champions of the Midlands League to the champions of the Northern Counties East, also joining NPL South East for next season. And on Friday, I caught up with the manager of the winners of the Northern Counties East for the 2018-19 season, Worksop Town's manager. Here's Craig Denton.
Yeah, really enjoyed it. Coming up with, you know, a large amount of consecutive wins really pushed us to obviously take us to collect the title. You know, we were delighted in how we sort of started off in pre-season, and we had a few little sticky patches. But with our recruitment, we're really sort of positive with the group of players we've got. And we're absolutely delighted to obviously do the double and win the league and win the League Cup.
And back to the Northern Premier League for Worksop Town. And obviously, we've been covering the Northern Premier League for a fair few seasons now. And when we think about Worksop Town, we think about a team who were vying for the playoffs and promotion a lot of the time. And obviously, it's been a few years out in the wilderness. What's the mood like at the club after this successful season you've had?
So, I mean, I went in there this year. I've already had an affiliation with the club in terms of being an assistant manager and a head coach. I went in there this season, and sort of our, you know, the target was us to finish in the top six. You know, I sat down with the chairman. We wanted to keep it really sensible. We wanted to make sure that we've got foundations in place in order for us to, you know, jump up to the league above. And you know, this year was a little bit of a consolidation and making sure everything was right in terms of the club moving forward and getting a good group of players together. But you know, I sort of said to the chairman, you know, we're going to try and hit that top six, and if we can get in and around the top three, we'll see where we're at at Christmas. And we had a little bit of luck on the side and a little bit of hard work that the lads pulled through. And it's great. The club's buzzing. You know, the infrastructure of the club now in terms of our fan base is always been huge. They've come out and supported us, which has been great for the football club. But now, you know, we've got ourselves promoted, and I think next season is all about us making sure we secure a place in that top 10 and trying just to consolidate for next season as well, really, and make sure we're keeping his feet firmly grounded on the ground, to be honest.
I mean, the thing is, Craig, you just said, you know, your target was consolidation and you got promoted. So, I mean, how difficult is it to assess what needs to happen to make sure that you can consolidate and even compete and maybe, you know, go towards the top end of the new South and East Division?
Well, I think that This year, we obviously recruitment has obviously been it's been great. This season, you know, it's a league what I'm unfamiliar with. We've got one or two players already on board. I speak to a lot of players in the league above, and you know, I just think we've got to make sure that, you know, financially, people look at Worksop Town as a huge football club. And they'll be very surprised with our sort of budget going forward and things like that. But I just think it's about honouring the lads who have done really well this season for me, making sure we recruit in the right areas, just making sure we can, again, making sure our recruitment's right, making sure a good pre-season. And, you know, the fixtures we've got in pre-season are quite strong. You know, we've got into the likes of Grantham and Gainsborough and Sheffield Wednesday under 23s. So we're getting a really good test and we're getting a good feel. And that's what I did, you know, last season. We made sure that we were sort of going into the league, playing, you know, pre-season fixes, what we're going to challenge us. And I think we're going to do that as the same again this year, and try and make sure those, you know, those foundations are right, and we go in there and you know, the supporters come out and back us like they have done. And we're just going to take the rough with the smooth as well. You know, we've got to make sure that we have to perform week in, week out, and there's a little bit more commitment in terms of our travelling and training, etc. So we've just got to make sure we're ready to go for the start of the season, and, you know, we'll see where that takes us, and if we need to sort of add during the season instead of in terms of players, or, you know, anything needs doing, I'll speak to Paul Williams and Paul Tompkins, the owners of the football club, and, you know, we'll work together and try and achieve where this football club needs to be, and that may be even a step higher. But, you know, we're just concentrating on attack, making sure we stay in that league. And you know, I'm not saying we're going to have a relegation battle on our hands. Far from it. I think we've recruited at the moment really well. But we have to be realistic. And, you know, a top 10 finish, I think, for me personally in the football club would be a good target to go and get.
Like you say, it's a bit of a trip into the unknown, but it's a trip into the unknown for a lot of sides, because it is a rejigging of step four. But there's some cracking aways there, like Frickley Athletic and Stocksbridge Park Steels, formerly of the Premier Division as well, and some near neighbours as well in the guise of teams like Sheffield and Ilkeston, not too far away. So everyone looking forward to the new season ahead.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, you know, it's great for our supporters, you know, against, you know, your Sheffield FC and Belp and Spalding, and just like some local good football games for our supporters. And, you know, it's we're getting there. We, you know, we're working on our on the ground and getting the pitch up to spec a little bit more. And just in and around the club is, you know, hopefully they'll concentrate on that. And then obviously My full concentration will go in terms of recruitment of players and getting the lads right and ready to fire at all cylinders at the start of the season. You know, that's I'm the first team manager, and I'll do that, and everything else in terms of the ground and everything will be left down to the football club. So hopefully, you know, we'll have a good strong start at the start of the season, hopefully, and you know, set us on some good foundations.
Worksop Town manager Craig Denton there speaking to me over the weekend, and you can follow Worksop Town on Twitter, that's at Worksop Town FC, or visit their website worksoptownfc.co.uk. So Ilkeston Town and Worksop Town joining the Northern Premier League South East Division for next season. Let's turn our eyes now to the teams joining the NPL North West Division. Shortly we're going to be hearing from the chairman of the North West Counties Champions, City of Liverpool FC. But before that, it's to the winners of the Northern League, Dunstan UTS. And on Friday, I caught up with the manager. Here's Chris Swales.
Personally, it was excellent for the club as well. I mean, to win the league so convincingly in the end, with 17 points with six games remaining, was excellent. You know, we couldn't ask for anything more to start the season. We thought we'd be thereabouts, but to win it by that margin was excellent, and we just can't wait to get this current season underway. Now that we know what teams we're playing against and which league we're in, you know, we can't wait to get started.
Absolutely. I mean, the obvious question which I ask every single team that comes out of the Northern League is all about the travel and that side of things. So I'll come back to that in a second. But the Northern League is a really, really competitive league. So to win it the way you've done it, that's a signal of intent, isn't it, for the season to come?
I mean, very much so. I mean, I think at the start of the season, I think there could have been probably about 10 teams, you could have said, could have been where we were. In the end, we ended up playing with Bishop Auckland and Consat in Heaven. Running were quite close, but we just, I think everything, I couldn't believe that. We only lost three games all season. So to do that in a team, in the amount of teams and the power of some of the teams that we play against, it was a great achievement for the club.
Now, obviously, the last few champions have really done well following seasons since getting promoted. Obviously, South Shields, Spennymoor, a club you used to play for, Morpeth Town, obviously did well last season. So, at what point did you start to think about the following year, and how's the club taken to the idea of the extra travel involved?
I mean, it's great because we had a very good FA Cup run up until October, where we made made quite a bit of money for the club, so that can sustain us for the next couple of years. But I mean, it's going to cost a lot of money travel-wise, etc. So we've got to look into them type of things. I mean, as well, in terms of the playing budget as well. Players who are going to miss time off at work, etc. So we've got to take all these things into consideration. A lot of groundwork's being done at the club. So, I mean, the club's on the up and it's great. And as you say, the likes of South Shields and Spennymoor and Morpeth have all done well. It's going to be difficult. You know, we don't want to make any predictions. Of course we don't. But we think we can hold our own in there. But it is. It's going to be because we're the furthest northerly point, I think. We're Derby's 55 miles against Mask on Boxing Day. But we do have, we do have the likes of, I mean, we've got a few in Yorkshire, a lot in Liverpool, three or four in Liverpool, Manchester area. But in a couple in Carlisle. So it's going to be a big ask, but we're under no illusions. It's going to be difficult this season, and we'll never win the league by 17 points, no chance. But we'll want to do well.
No, absolutely. I mean, the new thing for a lot of clubs is to make announcements about all the signings they've made in May. How's recruitment been? I know it is early days, but has that travel aspect been difficult to bridge, or is it, like you say, because of the FA Cup run and that kind of thing, it's not really that much of a problem?
Yeah, I mean, we've lost four players this season, so we're going to, it's going to have to... I mean, we've recruited another two, and I'm speaking to, you've got to speak to 10 to get two, if I'm honest. It's still early doors, I mean, it's still me, I know that. But we have made two more new signings, two very good signings, and hope they can replace two out of the four that we've lost. But yeah, we're still on the lookout. We always think we're going to do better. So, and strengthen the squad no matter when. So we're always looking for players who we think we can improve the squad. And just like I imagine everybody else is. But, once the season gets underway, I mean, we'll start July the 4th, and hopefully everybody will be in place by then. Perhaps there'll be a space for another one or two after that, but hopefully by July the 4th, we'll hit the ground running.
Excellent. And finally, Chris, obviously you've touched upon it already, but the MPL North and West Division is really, really competitive. I'm reading this list of teams here, and I wouldn't like to call it. I mean, what's your closing thoughts for the Dunstan supporters as we head into the summer, and what they can look forward to in the new season?
Well, exactly. I mean, I touched on it. I didn't want to make predictions because you can fall flat on your face at times. But, we don't want to be in that league just to make up the numbers. We want to do well. Hopefully, the first games will be kind. There's some travelling to be done. So we've got to be really professional in the way what we do. Nutrition-wise and the coach, etc. All these type of things. We're trying to make us as professional as possibly can, and to give us a chance against these teams, because it might have an impact on these seven. We hope it doesn't. Because we're going to go with a small squad, and just hopefully we'll stay free of injuries, and that everybody can make the. Let's hope the league fixtures are kind. These Tuesday night, these Wednesday night games aren't too many away from home.
Like I said, I've looked through those list of teams there, and it's going to be mouth watering, and I bet you can't wait to get stuck in, really.
Oh, Ben, the whole club is on the up. Come July the 4th, as I say, we just don't want to make up the numbers. We want to be a big force in that league, and hopefully we can. And come that August the 17th, and then when we get that fixture, our first fixtures, no doubt this club will be up for it.
Chris Swales there, manager of Dunstan UTS, and you can follow the club on Twitter. That's at Dunstan UTS FC. But from the Northern League champions to the winners of the North West Counties now, City of Liverpool FC, And on Friday, I caught up with the chairman. Here's Paul Manning.
We had a dream season, to be brutally honest. You know, we went a long time at the start of the league season unbeaten. We had a little blip around Christmas, which we recovered from. And then we had a blip at the end, which thankfully we recovered from. Everything went right on the pitch. Everything went right off the pitch. It was a dream season. And other than, we were actually top of the league, Ben, for something like, I can't remember the actual figures, but it was something like 275 days top of the league. And then we weren't top of the league for the last week of the season. And then on the last day, it all came back together. We won our final game at Ayrlham. And luckily for us, Bootle, who had beaten us on the Easter Monday and had gone top of the league as a result, drew a home. They'd won 20 games on the bounce it is exactly the phrase, you know. It's so easy to draw a game, isn't it? Never mind lose a game. So they'd won 20 on the bounce to go top of the league with 5 or 6 days left and one game left in the league. And then they drew. So they hit the top and then they drew. Whereas we'd, you know, no, I wouldn't say we'd stuttered. We dropped 10 points in the first half of the season and 13 points in the second half of the season. So we were pretty consistent in that way. But they beat us on Easter Monday, as I say. One game left of the season. It was in their hands. And they drew a home. We won away at Ayrlham. And the rest is history.
Now, speaking of history, it's a short history of City Liverpool. I mean, we first spoke on the Supporters Direct podcast about 3 or 4
years
ago.
Well, it wasn't many years ago.
No, I was going to say, I started to say many, and then I went, it was actually only 3 years ago, I think, or 4 years ago, certainly.
Probably 4, Ben, yeah.
So where are you tracking now versus where you'd expected to be? Because this seems like a bit of a meteoric rise in such a short space of time for the club.
I think it is a meteoric rise. Of course it is. You know, we've had 2 promotions in 3 seasons. We're tracking about right, if I'm brutally honest. You may not recall, but at the time, we were planning for big days and, you know, we were a relatively big club straight away in terms of attendances and what have you. So we sort of were looking to get out of the Northwest Counties League with respect within 3 seasons. That might have been totally ambitious, but we were aiming for the stars and hoping to hit the moon, I suppose. And we done it. So in that context, it's fantastic and it's dreamlike, but it is sort of strategically where we wanted to be at this point. But as I say, to do that, everything had to be a perfect season last year, and it basically, you know, we achieved it. So that's where we are.
And it's a fan-owned club in the yeah. Community Benefit Society model of ownership. Correct. And yeah. Like you say, lots of supporters. It tries to tap into. It's got red and blue, and it's the colour purple. All makes perfect sense. So with that regard, you're in step 4 now of non-league football, and you've got a derby to look forward to against one of the original non-league clubs of Merseyside in Marine. Is everyone looking forward to that this season?
Well, I mean, isn't that amazing? Obviously, everyone is looking forward to that. That is one of the things that this promotion has gained us. I mean, we're in the same division as Marine. It's unbelievable. And I'm sorry to say it, Ben, but we're also in the same league, not the same division, but we're also in the same league as FC United. And when I first spoke to you, I could never have dreamt of that, mate.
Don't rub it in. Not,
I'm not, mate, as you know. I've got a lot of respect for FCM, but it was like, that was, you know, 10 years down the line, 20 years if we could ever catch up. So that's an amazing, you know, that's another amazing fact. So playing Marine is unbelievable for us. We're extremely hungry for that fixture. And we've already played Marine once. We should have beat them. They come back and beat us 3-2. We ran out our legs a little bit, but we've enjoyed that game. We've enjoyed playing AFC Liverpool up there at the Arriva Travel Stadium. We're on Corn Linnet, which is another big local derby in another home and away bank holiday fixture. And there's also Widnes and there's somebody else. Oh, and Prescott Cables, of course. Yes. Another massive game. We've got a good history with them, you know. So it's just amazing. It's amazing. And we our top 10 attendances now for our club, not all home games, at over 1,000. I know that pales into insignificance with some clubs in the NPL, but for us, we've got 10 fixtures over 1,000, and I'm very confident we're going to add to that this season. You know, there's going to be at least half a dozen fixtures of 1,000+ attendance.
And obviously, it's very early days. I mean, a lot of your coaching staff, I'd imagine, are actually about to go on holiday more than plan for next season. But I reckon those plans are in full swing now. So what can we expect? And what's your expectations for what City of Liverpool could do in the North West division of Step 4?
Well, you're asking the wrong person, mate, because for us, the answer is we want to win the league. That's always the answer. That's no disrespect to anyone. We want to win the league. But we are obviously, we recognise that we're playing in an extremely high level of football. It's a brand new adventure for us. We know all of our supporters are looking forward to trips to, you know, far-flung places in the league. It's great. We're all looking forward to a new adventure. What you can expect from us is biggish crowds. You know, we should reasonably be, I think, the biggest in the division, or go there or thereabouts. We take about 120, 150 people to away games. We like a drink and a sing song and happy times, and we'll just be good members of the league, definitely. And, you know, we'll do our very, very best to win as many football matches as we can. That's the aim.
Paul Manning there, chairman of City of Liverpool FC, the winners of this season's North West Counties. You can follow City of Liverpool on Twitter, that's at City Elpool FC, or visit their website, that's colfc.co.uk. But that's it for this week's special Evo Stick NPL show. And we're gone now, just to let everyone know, there's no show next week. So enjoy yourselves. You can go on your holidays now, we'll let you. A big thank you to all my guests throughout the 2018-19 season, and a special mention to all our pundits, especially the normal crowd who join us, I say normal, the regulars who join us round the table at the Heat and Hops, Mr. Ian Burke from 26-0, Swampy from the Non-League Show, Andrew Simpson from the Mid-Cheshire Guardian range of newspapers, and of course James Hayes, social media officer from the league. And also a special thanks to our regular fixture preview people, Mr. Andrew Snaith from Yorkshire Coast Radio, the North East Non-League Football Show's very own Mark Carruthers, and of course Tom Feeney, non-league sports reporter from the other side of the Pennines, for joining us week in, week out throughout the 2018-19 season. And a special thanks to all the managers, all the chairmen, all the players, all the media officers, and all the journalists who've come on the show throughout the season as well. But this is the moment where if you were playing Championship Manager, that blue bar appears and it says now updating. So you can all go make yourself a cup of tea, and we'll be back for a preview for the 2019-20 season in August. I've been Ben, and wherever you're going this summer to enjoy yourselves, make sure that you have fun. Bye-bye.
Fantastic and decent this stick's like. From Evo Stick?
Yeah, it's incredibly strong.
And it even works on wet surfaces. Pretty impressive.
Did I tell you my lad's playing in the Evo Stick League this year?
The Evo Stick League?
Yeah, Evo Stick are the new sponsors of the Northern Premier League.
What position does your lad play?
Goalie.
You'd better put some sticks like on his gloves then.
Especially when it's wet.
Sticks like adhesive from Evo Stick. Proud sponsors of the Evo Stick League. For details of your nearest stockist, search the App Store on your iPhone for the new Evo Stick app.